See why many Christians are frustrated is because they don't know the Holy Ghost. Some know, oh, I have the Holy Ghost, I speak in tongues. But they don't know the Holy Ghost as a person inside of them. When you know the Holy Ghost as a person inside of you, everything about your life changes. Your thoughts will change. Your actions will change. Your approach towards things, approach towards circumstances and situations changes. You receive the Holy Ghost, you know the kind of life you are called to live. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you get to know you have received somebody who shows you the kind of life you are supposed to live as a Christian. There is the kind of life we Christians are supposed to live. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because the Holy Ghost teaches us the thoughts of God. It is the Holy Ghost that teaches us what God has freely given to us is the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that teaches us spiritual realities, truths, the Holy Ghost. He teaches us spiritual realities. He teaches us the thoughts of God. He teaches us the things that God has freely given to us, the Holy Ghost. Sometimes people ask me, they say, how come you're able to teach one topic over and over consistently for the whole year? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. He teaches us the thoughts of God. You want to know what God is thinking about you? It's with the Holy Ghost. He teaches you. That is why he's inside of you. Oh, hallelujah. He teaches us spiritual realities, truths, realities. Spiritual realities. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost teaches us how to put the word of God to work. He teaches us how to put the word of God to work. You cannot put the word to work without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost teaches you how to put the word of God to work. The Holy Ghost teaches you or shows you when to put the word of God to work. The Holy Ghost teaches you how to put the word of God to work and when to put the word of God to work. The word he has taught you. Holy Gadesh Kabolikata. It's the Holy Ghost that unveils the word of God to us. You cannot know the word of God outside the Holy Ghost. You can't. You cannot know the things of God outside the Holy Ghost. You can't. It takes the Holy Ghost for you to know the things of God, know the realities of God, and it takes the Holy Ghost to assess them. You cannot assess the things of God without the Holy Spirit. You cannot assess the things of God without the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the things of God are with the Holy Ghost. He didn't get that. Because the things of God are what? Are with the Holy Ghost. Because the things of God are with the Holy Ghost. So you can know the things of God because they are with him. You can assess the things of God because they are with him. It takes the Holy Ghost. And I said something, I said, it takes the Holy Ghost to know how to put the word, there is the how to put the word of God to work. There is the when to put the word of God to work. When the Holy Ghost unveils, let me show you this thing. Some of you don't know this, let me show you. Are you following me? When the Holy Ghost teaches you the word of God in a particular area, sometimes he teaches you concerning finances. He teaches you. Sometimes he unveils one step of that scripture to you. The heir, as long as he's a child, is not different from a servant. He unveils that to you the first time. When he unveils that word to you, he knows that he's going to unveil more of such word of the same scripture to you. You understand? So there's more of the revelation of that scripture unto your spirit by the Holy Ghost. So when he said, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Richly. The first meaning is that it means have abundance of the word of God in you. The second one is that when there is a revelation that you've received from the word of God by the Holy Ghost, there is more of that particular scripture. There is more of it. It is not just the first one that is revealed to you. There is more of, the more you see that scripture, the more oh, hallelujah. The more much of that scripture is unveiled to you. So the first thing you heard that, oh, the heir as long as he's a child. You have to say, I'm an heir. You'll be there the next day when the Holy Ghost comes again. Teaches you more concerning that particular scripture. Then you go, all things are mine. Then the Holy Ghost again teaches you more again based on that same scripture. See, when you read the book of Psalms, it says, blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the way of sinners, and all of that. Then it says, but his delight is in the law of his God, and he meditates on the Lord day and night. Then it says, it shall be like a tree planted by the riverside, which does what? Which bringeth fruit in its season. So there is a season for the word inside you to bring produce results. There is a season for the word of God that you have received to produce results, which bringeth forth fruit in its season. The word you have received day and night, the word you have that has been unveiled to you by the Holy Ghost. There is a season. That is why I'm saying that it takes the Holy Ghost for you to know how to put the word of God to work. And it takes the Holy Ghost for you to know when to put the word of God to work. Are you following me? There is the when to put every scripture that you receive to work. There is the when. There is the point in your life where you sow seed and receive the returns there. There is a point in your life through the unveiling of the Holy Ghost, of the word of God to you, that you just command something and you have it there. And it wouldn't be once in a year. It will be consistent in it on a daily basis. That bringeth forth fruit in its season. So the production of the word of God, or the fruit that comes out of the word of God, is seasonal. So it takes the Holy Ghost to show you when, and takes the Holy Ghost to show you how. How do I put this word to work? It takes the Holy Ghost. Oh, shout hallelujah. I remember when I received the Holy Ghost at first. It took the Holy Ghost. I was speaking in tongues. I said, ba, 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 ba. That's all that I had. It took the Holy Ghost to show me how important that was. It took the Holy Ghost for me to receive more of that. It took the Holy Ghost. I'll say, Holy Ghost, you know I can't just pray for hours with ba, 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 ba. I need more. You understand? It takes the Holy Ghost for us to know how to put the word of God to work. Sometimes people say, when people are giving testimonies here, they say, oh, and I remember that. I remember that. There is a stirring of the Holy Ghost inside of you. There's a stirring of the word of God inside of you by the Holy Ghost. That makes you do things that ordinarily you wouldn't do. There is a stirring of the word of God inside of you by the Holy Ghost that makes you put the word of God to work at a particular time that you wouldn't do. The Holy Ghost. Say the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. So it is very important that we understand that we have not just come to church. No. We have received the greatest person on this earth inside of us. His name is the Holy Ghost. It is because we do not know who this person is. That is why we live the way we live. That is why we see only limitations and impossibilities. When you walk with the Holy Ghost for some time, you don't see limitations. There may be limitations before you, but you don't see it. You've moved beyond seeing limitations and talking about them. You've moved. Why? Because the Holy Ghost moves you to a realm. Oh, Lord Jesus. There is a realm of God that you don't see things the way you see things. It takes the Holy Ghost. You cannot have absolute control, mastery in this life without the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It takes the Holy Ghost for us to walk and function in the supernatural. Are you following me? The more of the word we receive, the more of the thoughts of God we receive, the more of spiritual realities we receive, the more the mind of Christ we receive. Why? When the Holy Ghost shows you more of that, the more he shows you that, the more you have the mind of Christ. One day, the disciples were with Jesus. And Jesus was with multitudes of people. He had taught them, and they were angry. They were all hungry. Oh, halabakason de lebekosa. And he said, oh, give them food to eat. The Bible said, ah, master, all these plenty people, how do we feed them? They are too plenty. They brought loaves of bread and two fishes. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fishes. The disciples said, oh, even if we take all our money that we have, we cannot feed these multitudes. In the Gospel of John, do you know what the scripture says? It says, he said that to test them. For he himself knew what he should do. What did he do? He knew what he should do. When Jesus met Peter, and Peter had toiled all the night, he knew what he should do. Jesus. Nobody told him that Peter had toiled all the night. Did somebody tell him? Did Peter tell him? How did he know that Peter had toiled all the night and Peter needed fishes? The Holy Ghost. One day he went to a place, they wanted wine. That time, they told him they wanted wine. Even when they told him they wanted wine, he also knew what he should do there. For he himself knew what he should do. When you have the Holy Ghost in you, when you receive the Holy Ghost, when you know the Holy Ghost, you know what you should do. At every particular time. When you walk with the Holy Ghost, you would realize that the Holy Ghost doesn't do things through you or make you do things at any time. No. You would realize that the Holy Ghost, even in his walk with you, moves stage by stage with you. Why? Because it takes the Holy Ghost for you to be. That's why I said you cannot make spiritual progress without the Holy Ghost. It takes the Holy Ghost for you to mature spiritually. You don't mature in a day. Do you do that? You don't mature in a day. So it takes the Holy Ghost for you to see. As we are all sitting down here right now, your level of maturity is known by the Holy Spirit. How much of the Word of God we have received for now is only known by the Holy Ghost. We can all come here and begin to shout and say, we love Jesus, we love Jesus. But the Holy Ghost knows how much of His Word that He has given to us. Each one of us. Shout hallelujah. So it takes the Holy Ghost to know how to put the Word of God to work. It takes the Holy Ghost to know when to put the Word of God to work. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. It takes the Holy Ghost for us to function in the supernatural. The Holy Ghost is a supernatural person. Listen very carefully. Christianity is 100% supernatural. You didn't hear that. That's why I didn't hear a big amen. Christianity is 100% supernatural. This is what, listen, a lot of churches have done. They have pushed the supernatural aside and they are celebrating doctrines. When you take the supernatural out of Christianity, it's just a mere religion. The Christian is a 100% supernatural person. The life of the Christian is a supernatural life. We are supposed to have experience. Oh, hallelujah. You are supposed to have experience the supernatural on a daily basis. You are supposed to experience the supernatural than we experience the natural. So the Christian is naturally supernatural. The Christian is naturally supernatural. The Christian. The natural is what he is now learning. The supernatural he already knows. That is the life of, that is Christianity. The reason why Christian, oh Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Maliga Dahasha, is because we've not been taught how supernatural Christianity is. We've just been taught how natural, all the things that you need in your life, they just come naturally. Every time you go, you try hard, you do this, the thing comes. The next time you go, you try hard, you do this, the thing comes. Every time you have to struggle to get one thing or the other. That's too natural. The Holy Ghost makes Christianity supernatural. The Holy Ghost in us makes us supernatural beings. The Holy Ghost makes Christianity supernatural. And the Holy Ghost in us makes the Christian a supernatural person. Miracle signs and wonders, testimonies. are natural sides of the Christian life. They are not scarce in the Christian's life. No. Why? By reason of the Holy Ghost. 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 So, we are supposed to experience supernatural happenings. You desire supernatural happenings. You come to realize that you are not ordinary. How many of you have heard me say that the Christian is not an ordinary person before? You are not ordinary. Do you know why? First of all, you are born of God. Secondly, you have received the Holy Ghost inside of you. Jesus Christ did not do anything without the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ could not do anything without the Holy Ghost, even though Jesus was born of God. He was born of God right from infancy. He walked on this earth until he was 30 years and did nothing. When he received the Holy Ghost, the Bible tells us that, and Jesus was led into the wilderness. Who did that? By the Holy Ghost. How many of you have heard that before? They said Jesus, the Bible says, was led into the wilderness by who? By the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost came, the first thing he did was to lead Jesus. Then Jesus returned from the wilderness. He says, Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. He did not return in his own power, no. He returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. He was led into the wilderness by the Holy Ghost. He came out by the same Holy Ghost. He did things. The Bible says his fame went abroad. The Holy Ghost can make that your business fame go abroad. The Holy Ghost can make your name go abroad. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can make you go abroad. How? Supernaturally. Christianity is supernatural. Christianity is not we sit in church to warm chairs. No. As long as the church is interested in only natural things, the church will be subject to the circumstances of this world. The church will be talking when the government is not in order. But when the church rises up to take over supernaturally, they will put in place what even the government cannot put in place. When he said, my God shall supply all your needs, he didn't say, and my government shall supply all your needs. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You make up your mind. You want to move from this ordinary plane where anything that happens hits you. Unless you don't hear anything coming. When you know it is coming, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a government, whether whatever it is, once it is coming, you are part of it. The Holy Ghost has come to make you supernatural. The Holy Ghost has come into you so that you can witness supernatural happenings. The Holy Ghost. He is supernatural in kind. When he comes into the Christian becomes supernatural in kind. You desire to see supernatural happenings. My greatest desire in life is to see supernatural happenings everywhere. Because until we see supernatural happenings everywhere, we cannot prove that we have God in us. We cannot prove to others that we can change their lives. We cannot prove to them that we can better their lives. The Holy Ghost has come into you for your own improvement. It's either you give your attention to him or not. The issue is not with God. The issue is the irresponsibility of many Christians. You've been a Christian for 10 years. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You do not know the Holy Ghost. When you speak in tongues, you pray in the Holy Ghost. When you speak in tongues, the Bible says you speak mysteries. Tongues is the language of the Holy Ghost. You speak in tongues, but you do not know the Holy Ghost. As long as the devil knows you don't know the Holy Ghost, he will keep on tormenting you. As long as you come to know that you have the Holy Ghost, he flees. The Holy Ghost. Jesus was full of signs and wonders. Jesus was full of signs and wonders. The supernatural everywhere. He did so much supernatural things that the Bible says, that even the books of this earth could not contain the miracles, could not contain the signs and wonders. But we know that all that happened through the Holy Ghost. There was nothing Jesus did without the Holy Spirit. There was nothing he could do without the Holy Ghost. He said, He said, I can of my own self do nothing. That's what Jesus said. I can of my own self do nothing. So you can on your own self do nothing. But through the Holy Ghost, you can do all things. Hallelujah. The supernatural. The supernatural. It takes the Holy Ghost for you to be led of God. It takes the Holy Ghost. It takes the Holy Ghost for you to be led of God. It takes the Holy Ghost. Jesus, full of signs and wonders because of the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost was in Jesus and was full of signs and wonders and miracles, and that same Holy Ghost who performed miracles, signs and wonders through Jesus lives inside of you, that same Holy Ghost, when Jesus was turning water into wine, the Holy Ghost was there. It took the Holy Ghost for water to become wine. All that Jesus did was to say. All that the Holy Ghost did was to perform. So the Bible says, blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performance. The one who does the performance is the Holy Ghost. The one who does the performance is the Holy Ghost. It takes us to do things. It takes the Holy Ghost to perform what we do. When Jesus was commanding things into place, the Holy Ghost was with him. Do you know what Nicodemus said? He said, no man can do this mighty works. No man. No man. No man can do this mighty works. Teacher, we know you are a man sent from God. But we know that no man can do this mighty works. He says, except God be with him. What was he telling Jesus? That Jesus could not do mighty works by himself. But he could do mighty works because God was with him. Who was the God that was with him? The Holy Ghost. How do we know that? He says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Then Jesus went about doing good. How? Through the Holy Ghost. One day he took the book, he said, the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. The Spirit of God has enabled me, anointed me, empowered me, the Holy Ghost. So Jesus could do no mighty works without the Holy Ghost. Listen, that same Holy Ghost Jesus had is the same Holy Ghost that we have received as a church. It is not another kind of Holy Ghost. It is not another version of Holy Ghost. It is not a small Holy Ghost. See, when you know the Holy Ghost, you become confident of your life. You cannot have confidence in life without the Holy Spirit. You cannot. As a Christian, you can't have confidence, boldness. You tell others, you say, this is how I will become. I'm turning this place around. They say, ah, this guy is bragging. He is not bragging. He's talking confidently. He's talking plainly, boldly. How? He knows the Holy Ghost. He knows the one who has begun a good work. Who began it? It is the Holy Ghost who began the good work. I said over and over, the Holy Ghost never begins what he wouldn't finish. And the Holy Ghost wouldn't finish what he never began. When he begins a work with you, he will finish it. Hallelujah. It may take time. But then what does he say? He says, wait, write the vision. Make it plain that he may run that race. So you are reading the vision, you are running with the vision. Like you are running World Changers Conference. Shout hallelujah. He says that he may run that race. He says, though it tarries, wait for it. The reason why you can tell yourself, you don't understand. You can tell yourself that this is not where I will remain. This is not where. This is not where. You can tell yourself that because of the Holy Ghost. You may be in challenges right now, circumstances. You want this to happen. You want this thing. All these things. You can be so confident. The people in the house say, ah, what is wrong with you? We know all of us are the same. You say, we are not the same. The Holy Ghost. When you enter anywhere, you enter the place with the Holy Spirit. You enter your family with the Holy Ghost. Somebody may not have the Holy Ghost in your family. He's making progress. They're making noise. Watch what the Holy Ghost does. In a split second, God could do nothing without His Spirit. God. God could do nothing without His Spirit. The Bible tells us, God, in Genesis chapter 1, God. Then it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God. He moved upon the face of the waters. It was the Holy Ghost that created the world. It was the Holy Ghost. Let me shock you here. It was the Holy Ghost that manufactured everywhere that was spoken by God. You don't know what we have. Sometimes when I meditate on these things, I say to myself, I'm bigger than this world. You are bigger than this world. You are big on the inside. Let me tell you this. When you carry the Holy Ghost, you carry a world inside of you. God will teach that. The Holy Ghost, a world in you. When you have the Holy Ghost inside of you, you carry a world inside of you. You carry a world inside the Holy Ghost. Oh, labadi se hasin de lebe. Don't you read what the Bible says? It says, until the Spirit be poured from on high. So that the wilderness, it says the wilderness, the desert, where nothing grows. It says, when the Spirit is poured from on high, the wilderness will be turned to a fruitful field. It takes the Holy Ghost to turn the wilderness into a fruitful field. It takes the Holy Ghost to turn the fruitful field into a forest. Now listen, He did not say, and the Spirit will pour from on high, so that the wilderness be turned to a forest. Did He say that? He said, so that the wilderness be turned into a fruitful field. First, progressive. Then, the fruitful field be turned into a forest. It takes the Holy Ghost for you to be turned into a forest. Do you know what that means? It means it takes the Holy Ghost for you to bear different kinds of fruits. Mali gada 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 gada. It takes the Holy Ghost for you to have influence. The more of the Holy Ghost you come to know, the more of the supernatural you begin to see happening in your life, the more influential your life will be. You want your life to be influential? The Holy Ghost. He makes the right person comes to you at the right time. He makes the right things come to you at the right time. You are with the Holy Ghost. You do not make mistakes. No. You make a mistake. It says, if you miss, you shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walking in it. The Holy Ghost. So once you have the Holy Ghost and you walk with the Holy Ghost, you don't make mistakes. See, listen. There are people who think that when you're walking with the Holy Ghost, they say, sometimes they don't understand. They say, you are making a mistake. You are making a mistake. Some of them are even Christians. Do you know why? Because they are so natural in their thinking. They say, you are making a mistake. You are making a mistake. They are seeing things differently. They are seeing things from a natural perspective. They think life is just natural. Life is not natural. The life of the Christian is spiritual.
That's right.
It takes the spiritual to control the natural. It takes the Holy Ghost for you to be spiritual. And it takes the Holy Ghost for you to be to supernaturally take over things. You take over things. Oh, labadise kahasha. From the first time I encountered the Holy Ghost till now, and I say this not braggadociously, not out of pride, I say it, and the Holy Ghost is my witness. I have not done anything outside His will. No. I don't do things because people do them. I live with the Holy Ghost. When it begins, it may sound very foolish. Why? Because you see, God is not a sensible God. No. God is a wise God. The Bible calls him the only wise God. There is a big difference between being sensible and being wise. Shout hallelujah. Why? Because the Holy Ghost, as you're sitting down right now, the plans you have for your life are too small. The one who can unveil more plans for you is the Holy Ghost. You may think you are big now. Now, you are big. You are a director general. You are big. Say, no. Look at him. It's too small. Because there is more with the Holy Ghost. There is more. It's the Holy Ghost who knows the end from the beginning. The Holy Ghost knows the end. You don't understand? Do you understand that? You are working with a person who knows the things of God, has the things of God. You live in such a person. He knows the thoughts of God. He knows all that God is thinking. He knows the word of God, the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. He knows the end from the beginning. You are working with such a person. You are afraid. What are you afraid of? The person who knows the end from the beginning. The person who has defined the end. We are now making our journey to the end. We are making our journey. But the Holy Ghost knows the end already. The Holy Ghost knows how to bring the right people to you at the right time. It takes the Holy Ghost for men to say no, no, no. Then they change their minds. They say yes, 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 yes. It takes the Holy Ghost. Supernaturally, not natural. When we talk like this, people are just, oh, natural, natural. No. So we are talking about supernatural things. We are talking about supernatural things. The things that men say they are not possible. Those things become possible unto you with the Holy Ghost. One great man of God says that you and the Holy Ghost are majority. The Bible says, for greater is he that is in us. Who is the one? The Holy Ghost. You enter an office, you enter with the Holy Ghost. You do not know the Holy Ghost. That is why. If from today you make up your mind that this Holy Ghost, I want to know you. You want to know the Holy Ghost. He is a person. You can talk with him. You can interact with him. You can reason with him. You take decisions with the Holy Ghost. I cannot buy something without the Holy Ghost. That I was telling somebody, I said, I cannot take money and say, I'm going to buy a car. Without the Holy Ghost, I don't do it. You don't understand. There's a man who bought a car. When he bought a car, robbers came there. They said, now this man has become rich. He has bought a car. Robbers came to his house. It's very important. It takes the Holy Ghost. Not, oh, gig. No. Why? He knows the end from the beginning. It is the cars that people bought that killed them in accidents. Is it wrong to buy a car? No. But taking decisions with the Holy Ghost. When a man leaves, oh, I don't need the Holy Ghost. I don't need the Holy Ghost. Do you know what David said? He said, I saw the wicked grow like a big bay tree. I turned again, he was no more. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You carry the Holy Ghost inside of you. You don't care what you mean. Listen, no matter how disappointed you may be, the Holy Ghost can turn that disappointment into an appointment. Oh, you didn't hear that. He does that supernaturally. He does that supernaturally. He does that supernaturally. Supernaturally. Today we talk about the book of Acts. The book of Acts are actually the acts of the Holy Ghost. We say the acts of the apostles, but they are acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles. Peter could do nothing. We all know that. Until he received the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. Now began to talk. And the people said, ah, this guy who never went to school. Look at how he's talking. The Bible says that they took knowledge of them. That they had been with Jesus. When they saw their boldness. How bold was he? With the Holy Ghost talking. He was talking to a man with the Holy Ghost. Don't be worried about men. See. That's why I said you are not confident because of the men you have around you. You are not confident because of the things you have around you. You are confident because of the Holy Ghost that you have inside of you. Why? Because the scripture explains to us how men are. It says Jesus did not commit his life to any man because he knew all men. The scripture says that God is not a man to lie. Neither is he a son of man to repent. Now listen, are you following? As you move to this side, I'm not moving to this side. I'm moving here. Did you catch that? Now people say, oh, God is not a man to lie. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying that. It says, the Bible says God is not a man to lie. Neither is he a son of man to change his mind. What does that tell us? It tells us that men can lie. And men change their mind. So they say, oh, we are part of you. This ministry, we are part of you. Whatever you do. The next day you go, so leave them, let them go. Let them go. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The guy says, come, we are going to do this deal, this deal, this deal. You go, he says, I even decided to do this deal with that other guy. I even decided. Men change their mind, but God doesn't. The reason why you can have absolute trust in the Holy Ghost, see, there is such a thing as having absolute trust in the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter what you see or you don't see. You know that, you know that, you know that as long as the Holy Ghost is part of your life, part of your decisions, part of whatever you are doing, it is going to end well. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the Holy Ghost is part of what you are doing, you can have rest. You can have rest. He tells you a lot of things. He teaches you a lot of things. I said, it takes the Holy Ghost for God to do what? To lead us. God leads us through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost leads us. This, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Do you know what it means for God to lead you? Do you know what it means? See, that's what I'm saying. That sometimes we just take, oh, God leading me, God leading me. We don't really understand. We don't really understand. Why? Obed, stand up. Let me show them something. See, Obed is taking the lead. Obed, take the lead. Now wait. Don't go quickly. You are taking the lead. I'm following. This is God. This is Prince. This is the Holy Ghost. This is Prince. Obed moves again. I step into it. Will I fail?
No.
That's what it means when you say you are led by the Spirit. You are led by God. It means that God takes the step and you follow. You don't go and cross God. No.
No overtaking.
No overtaking. God says, wait, you wait. Everybody who is around me knows that. God says we should wait, we wait. And all of you, you've been coming for watching this conference for some time now. You would realize that even the way we end the conference at every time is different. How we ended the conference 2013 was different from how we ended 2014. We don't just say, oh, this is what we do. We say, in churches where what they do is that once we come, opening prayer, worship. Dogmatism. The Holy Ghost doesn't flow there. There is no time, there is no room for the Holy Ghost to operate. So the people's lives in the church, the people are battered. They are battered. Why? Because the Holy Ghost doesn't move. It's when the Holy Ghost moves that supernatural things happen. It's when supernatural things happen. Why does the Bible say the manifestation of the Spirit is given to profit all? So when the Holy Ghost is moving, the Holy Ghost is giving time to do things. There is a profiting that comes to the church. That I said, there's a profiting that comes from the manifestation of the Spirit. There's a profiting that comes from the Word of God. The Holy Ghost tells you, do not travel. Do not travel. Do not travel, for instance. Or there's a business decision. The Holy Ghost says, don't do this one. Don't do this one. You go to church, there's no time for any Holy Ghost, nothing. All you need is the man has called me. The man has called me, you go. You will feel there. But the Holy Ghost tells you, wait. This thing will come to you, wait. This thing will come. Don't rush it, don't rush it. You are there. You just see that the man calls you, say, oh, let us do this thing. This Holy Ghost. This Holy Ghost. This Holy Ghost. So you cannot fail with the Holy Ghost. So when the Holy Ghost is giving room to operate in the church, that is the same way when the Holy Ghost is giving room to operate in your life, there is a profiting. So when the Holy Ghost is giving room to operate in the church, there is the profiting that comes from the Holy Ghost. It takes the Holy Ghost to tell you this is what will happen to you. Or it takes the Holy Ghost to tell you don't travel now, wait. The opportunity will come, for instance. It takes the Holy Ghost. It takes the Holy Ghost to tell you travel to this place. Oh. The Bible says there was famine in the land. And all the people were traveling and they were going. And the Lord showed up and said, Isaac, wait here. There was famine. In the midst of famine, God told Isaac, plant. The Bible says that when Isaac did that, in that same year, Isaac reaped 100-fold. He became great. He worked so great. Hallelujah. It means that there is greatness with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says he became great. He worked more great until he went forward and became so great that the Philistines began to envy him. It takes the Holy Ghost for men to envy you. It takes the Holy Ghost. You become an envy. You become an enviable person. The people are talking about you. They are talking about you, but they can't do anything about it. This guy is going bigger. He's going bigger. He's going bigger, but they can't say, they can't do anything. The Holy Ghost. He said, wait. Isaac waited. He said, plant. Isaac planted. In that same year when there was famine, to reap 100-fold in the time of famine. To reap 100-fold in the time of famine. The Holy Ghost. That has a supernatural happenings. The Holy Ghost doesn't do natural things. So until you walk with the Holy Ghost and your whole mind is renewed and you have absolute confidence in the Holy Ghost and you come to know Him, you cannot see the supernatural. You cannot experience the supernatural. The natural is not for the Christian. You see, and can I shock you right now? In the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost proceeded from God. In the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost proceeded from God. In the Old Testament. Shout hallelujah. Obed wants to rush ahead of me. Shout a big hallelujah. So in the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost proceeded from God. In the New Testament, the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Christian. In the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost proceeded from God. In the New, the Holy Ghost has proceeded from God already in the New Testament and lives with the Christian. So the Holy Ghost is on earth right now and his dwelling place is the Christian. So now the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Christian. The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord Jesus. The Holy Ghost, the one that garnished the heavens. The Bible says that it took the Holy Ghost for the heavens to be garnished. The one that made... See, when we talk about fishes, what did Jesus say? What did God say? Fishes should come into the waters. Did he mention pala and salmon? No. It's the Holy Ghost that brought tilapia. It's the Holy Ghost that brought all those fishes in their diverse ways. The Holy Ghost manufactured, created, formed fishes. We are not limited. Oh. We are not limited. We are not disadvantaged. We enter places with confidence. We do the things we do for God with confidence. Is there something the Holy Ghost doesn't see? The Holy Ghost. When we understand this person inside of us, when we know that this person is not outside us, so that we can now go and inquire, Holy Ghost, please. No. This person we are talking about, who is like all the things I'm talking about, who is able to do all the things I'm talking about, is inside of us. It took the Holy Ghost for Jesus to be raised from the dead. It took the Holy Ghost. Same spirit. It took the Holy Ghost for Jesus to be raised from that. It took the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, Jesus could not rise. Think about it. God was watching, but the Holy Ghost had to raise Jesus. No wonder when he was going, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you as orphans. I thought some years back, I said the Holy Ghost is the parent of the Christian. The Holy Ghost. It's because Christians don't know the Holy Ghost. It's because Christians don't know the Holy Ghost. Because you don't know who this Holy Ghost is. But today, you are knowing.
Amen.
He is the mind of God. He is the container. The person that contains everything. He carries everything that is of God. Every information of God is with the Holy Ghost. Every information. You want to know how God is? It's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus said, I am not leaving you guys alone. I'm going to bring another one who is just like me. But I'm not going to teach about that now. The Holy Ghost. And he will abide with you forever. It's the Holy Ghost that abides with us forever. He doesn't leave because you sinned. No. He stays. Some people say that the Holy Ghost convicts you of sin. How many of you have heard that? The Holy Ghost actually convinces you of righteousness. The Holy Ghost is your strength in righteousness. You say, oh, as for me, I'm weak here. I'm weak here. I'm struggling with sin. You don't know the Holy Ghost. You are not struggling with sin. You are struggling with ignorance of the Holy Ghost. When you wake up from that ignorance, what is this? Oh, shout hallelujah. Sometimes you say, we are struggling with this thing. This guy, this person, this school, this thing. It's because you don't know the Holy Ghost. See, when you know the Holy Ghost, you are at rest. You don't know who we have. If there is anything you will ever need, it's the Holy Ghost. God will not give you any person apart from the Holy Ghost. If other persons will come into your life, it will be the Holy Ghost who will bring them. Because of the Holy Ghost. You can know. You say, no, me, no matter what they say, I'm going to get married. I don't care what they say, I'm going to get married. You say, you tell yourself, no, no matter what they say, I'm having my baby. No matter what they say, I'm having my baby. No matter what they say, I'm having big, I'm becoming an international genius. They say, this guy is always bragging. Say, no, I'm not bragging. There is the Holy Ghost who knows all the human beings on this earth. You see, that is what I'm saying. You don't know this person. He's all knowing. He knows everybody in this world. Everybody. The Holy Ghost knows everybody in this world. He knows who that contract that you're looking for instance, internationally is with. Even as we sit here, you don't know him. You're just walking around, doing your own small business. You are happy with your small business. But the Holy Ghost knows how an international person in Ukraine and knows an international person in Ukraine and knows how to bring that international person to you or you to the international person. I've said it over and over. I said the Holy Ghost can take your number and put it in somebody's phone. It's not an issue. It's not an issue at all. It took the Holy Ghost for water to turn to wine. Do you know what it means for water to turn into wine? Do you know what it means for a Red Sea to be parted? Do you know what it means for the heavens, the skies that we see, the way you see them, or the way you see it right now? The one who formed the skies is the Holy Ghost. He garnished the heavens. He garnished the skies. You don't know who you have. When I meditate on the Holy Ghost, sometimes I say, Holy Ghost, as I enter this place, I'm entering with the Holy Ghost. I'm entering with the Holy Ghost. Oh, this Holy Ghost. They said no. They will change their mind. They will say yes. 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 He is able to change their minds. He is able to change men's mind. He is able to change men's heart. It takes the Holy Ghost for a murderer to become a preacher. Doesn't it take the Holy Ghost? He is able to turn all in his just knock, but the guy opens the door, the Holy Ghost enters. That's all. The one that the whole area, in the area, he is known as a murderer or a drunkard. Tomorrow you see him in circle, carrying his Bible, preaching the gospel. You say, this guy, I know him. The Holy Ghost has changed the murderer into a preacher. It takes the Holy Ghost. No man can change any man. It's the Holy Ghost that changes men. That's why it takes the Holy Ghost to change a sinner to become a righteous person. It takes the Holy Ghost for a person to be born again. You cannot be born. Ah, don't you understand? You cannot be born again without the Holy Ghost. How many of you know that? It takes the Holy Ghost for you to be born again. It takes the Holy Ghost for you to live the life of. It takes the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost met me one day. I changed. One day. The Holy Ghost met me. Just one encounter with the Holy Ghost. After 2 hours, I became different. I had become a preacher. All my friends say, the guy has become a preacher. Prince, he has become a preacher now. They come. I say, come, let me lay my hand on you. You receive baptism of the Holy Ghost. They say, you? To lay your hand for you, people to receive baptism? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. You can entrust everything that you have with this Holy Ghost. He is able to change anything around. I do not know what you are looking at. If you begin to look at the Holy Ghost inside of you, He will change everything around. I said the Holy Ghost doesn't proceed from God. The Holy Ghost proceeds from the Christian. Let me give you one scripture so that you don't say that I've taught you something wrong. Go to the book of John quickly. I just remembered it. John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. 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 Quickly.
I'm reading from the King James Version. In the last day.
In the last days.
The great day of the feast.
The great day of the feast.
Jesus stood and cried.
Saying.
If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me. As the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39.
You see, it says out of his belly. The NIV says out of his innermost being, his spirit shall flow rivers of living water. Then the Bible says that this rivers is talking about, what is it talking about?
But this spake he of the spirit.
This spake he of the spirit.
Which they so that believe.
When Jesus said that out of your innermost being, have you believed? Yes. He said that out of your spirit will flow rivers. The Bible says that it was talking about rivers of the Holy Ghost. It was talking about the Holy Ghost. Out of your spirit will flow the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost flows from your spirit, changes supernatural happenings everywhere. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. When I was saying something, I was talking to somebody, and I told the person that, you see, when we make declarations, or when we say something, it takes the Holy Ghost for what you have said to be manifested. So somebody says, for instance, I was going to speak to this business. I was going to speak to this job. I wanted this job. I was speaking. After he finished speaking, he went to sleep. The one who caused the people to call him is the Holy Ghost. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural results, happiness come from the Holy Ghost. Maybe you are living your life naturally. Every time, everything is natural. I made up my mind long time ago that I cannot have this Holy Ghost and not see supernatural happenings. I cannot have the Holy Ghost and not see people smile. I cannot have the Holy Ghost and all I do is just carry the Holy Ghost to office, carry the Holy Ghost back from office, carry the Holy Ghost every year. No. There must be changes. When I enter the office with the Holy Ghost, there must be a change somewhere. Somebody must see the Holy Ghost coming out of me. Somebody must feel the Holy Ghost. They say, Osofunaba. You are in a house. You turn the whole house into a Holy Ghost house. People see you coming, they mellow, they become quiet. Why? The Holy Ghost is with you. He is able to change anybody. Anybody. He's able to change anything. He is able. The word is able. Able means that he is able. So is there something that you see that you say, hey, this thing is difficult? You are looking at things from a different angle. It is no longer difficult. It used to be. It used to be until you entered here. But now you've changed your mind. You say, no, this thing is no longer difficult. It's the Holy Ghost. He would change this whole difficulty. It's easy. See, when you see things from your angle, you think, hey, this thing, how will it happen? That's how Mary said. Say, how shall this be? Me, a virgin, carry a child. That's never happened before. How will this happen? What did the angel say? The angel did not say, I will come and do something. He said, one person will come. It's when that person comes, even though you are a virgin, you will have a child. Supernatural happening by the Holy Ghost. It took the Holy Ghost for God to bring Jesus. Shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the Holy Ghost has come to guide us. I don't have time to go to all of that. To guide us into truth. The Bible says, he shall bring you unto remembrance whatsoever things I have said to you. So it's the Holy Ghost that brings us into remembrance of the word of God. He reminds us. You are receiving the word right now. You go home, you go and meet a situation. The Holy Ghost reminds you. Or you go home, you receive a letter. This is the letter I've received. The Holy Ghost reminds you that you just came from a place where the Holy Ghost is working. He reminds you of the word you have received right now. That's what I'm saying. That people say that, and I remembered that the man of God said, where was the man of God? He was asleep. But the God of the man of God, who is the Holy Ghost, did what? Reminded them. He shall bring you unto remembrance whatsoever things I have told you. So the Holy Ghost reminds you of the word you have received. If you've not received any word, it doesn't remind you of anything. Ignorance is not good. Lack of knowledge is not good. The knowledge of God's word. Why? Because the Holy Ghost unveils. Some of you don't know the Holy Ghost. Doesn't teach you anything. Doesn't say anything to you. You don't know anything. Or you just wake up in the morning, go around, clap your hands in church, dance, dance, dance. You close, take your offering, you go home. Ha! You don't know what you are missing. You wake up with the Holy Ghost. I wake up with the Holy Ghost. My wife wakes up with the Holy Ghost. When she wakes up, she says, God has shown me something. You every day, God shows you. Why? The Holy Ghost revealing things. The Holy Ghost revealing things. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sometimes I don't even know what to say again. You wake up with the Holy Ghost. You sleep with the Holy Ghost. You eat with the Holy Ghost. You are sitting down eating, and the Holy Ghost is talking to you. You go to sleep, you wake up, the Holy Ghost speaks to you. Visions, dreams. He said, in the last day, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall do what? Shall speak words of power. So they shall prophesy. What does he say? He says that your young men shall do what? See visions. Your old men shall do what? Dream dreams. Visions, all manner. Open visions, closed visions, dreams, all manner of visions. I have all manner of visions. I have all manner. I don't want small. I want all. All manner. And sometimes when I talk like this, I don't talk like that because I'm bragging. I want you to come to that point. It is possible for you to see visions through the Holy Ghost. No man can make himself see visions. It's the Holy Ghost that makes men see visions. When we come here and say, oh, I see this, sometimes we close, we go and people will send me message. I confirm. They'll send my wife message. I confirm what the man of God said. I confirm what the man of God. Oh, this is what I was thinking about when I came. Some people even say that, oh, what the man of God has said, I don't think it will happen. Then the thing happened. They say, hey, man of God, this is what he said. He said he saw this thing and it happened. You can't see on your own. You see through the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You see through the Holy Ghost. You can have visions. You can have dreams. It can be an everyday life. One day I remember when we weren't married. I was somewhere. I used to study at a particular place around Adenta. So I was there when I felt like I was going to visit her in the house. my wife in the house. And she also said that, oh, she was coming to visit me, and we didn't talk. So I was coming. I was taking a bus. I reached a dental barrier. I was about to pick another bus when the Holy Ghost told me, the person you're going to look for is in this bus. I was going. He said, the person is in this bus. What do you mean? I'm going to Osu. You say the person is in this bus. I turned, went back. When I entered the place, when I went to where the bus was, I said, you are in the bus. He said, I was coming to visit you. I said, I was also coming to visit you. The Holy Ghost said, you are here. She said, so how did you know that I was in this bus? The Holy Ghost told me. He said, you are here. The Holy Ghost. I do not do anything. Obed is here. My wife is here. I have people around. They will tell you. Paul is here. They will tell you. I do not do anything without the Holy Spirit. I do not do anything without the Holy Spirit. I do not. As long as the Holy Ghost is involved, the thing will be as the way he has designed it. Recently, they went for a program. She went for Suleiman's program. Apostle John Suleiman was in Ghana. She entered the house. When she came back, I was sitting there and I said, John Suleiman said this. He said this. How did you know? Were you watching on TV? I said, no, I was watching on the wall. I was sitting down in the house. Robert was there. You were there. I was sitting down in the house when the Holy Ghost said, let me show you what is happening over there. Wow. I was sitting down in the house. I wasn't even thinking. The other day I was telling Mabel and Lizzie, they were going somewhere. I was in the house. The Holy Ghost said, stand up, pray for your wife. So stand up, pray for her. I just stood up. An obedient child. Started praying in the Holy Ghost. I started praying the Holy Ghost. I said, I make declaration, whatever. When they were coming on their way, I think last year I shared this testimony. A drunk driver came to hit their car. The man's car spoiled. Their car, there was no scratch. Liz is here. You can ask her. Liz, am I lying? No scratch. She was pregnant. The same thing that people encounter. The same accident that people encounter. And in their pregnancy, they miscarry. The same thing. The Holy Ghost, is able to preserve everyone here. Amen. When you understand the whole, that's why I said this, today I'll be talking to you about something before I close. When you understand the Holy Ghost, I said, don't miss this thing. There are people who miss these things. If you came last week, you didn't come today, you have missed. The Holy Ghost can promote you like this. Go and read about Esther.
Shall not delay.
How he came into the palace. The Holy Ghost can promote you like this. In that work, that place, the Holy Ghost can promote you. The Holy Ghost can give you so much favor in the sight of your boss that he's doing things he doesn't even see. The Holy Ghost. Shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every step that I take, the Holy Ghost said, the Holy Ghost said this. Even for me to, the first time, to tell my wife that God says that, you see, God said. The first time the Holy Ghost had to tell me. I didn't just jump, bang. You see, God has shown that. No. The Holy Ghost. If he doesn't instruct you, he says, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? The word instruct there means to drive together. To drive together. So you are driving together with the Holy Ghost. Think about it. You are in a car. The Holy Ghost is in the same car. What will happen? Shout a big hallelujah. So it is important. Because of our time, I would like to end. It is very important. Let me show you one scripture before I close. It's very important. Shall we go to John chapter 14? No, John chapter 16, verse 12. John chapter 16, verse 12. There is nowhere the Holy Ghost cannot take you to. So now when we shout and we say we are international people, we are not just talking because we feel like talking. We talk because we know the Holy Ghost. We know where he's able to carry us and put us to. We know he's able to take us like this. He has done that several times. He has taken us to places we didn't plan. He has taken us to places we didn't. He brought us here, we didn't plan it. He brought us to airports, we didn't plan. There was no plan. There was no bank account of this. There was no bank account. We didn't even have a bank account. We only had go to this place. We came there. The first day we did the program, we didn't have any. Did we have any as a ministry? No. Do you know what happened? One person showed up, paid. He said, hey. Because you don't understand. The Holy Ghost says, travel to this place. There is no money in your pocket. Ah, that's what it means. When it says travel, you are going. There is no visa. There is no money. You are just going. You reach the place and somebody says, ah, so how are you paying? So I don't know. He says, let me pay for you. Won't it shock you? That is what the Holy Ghost is able to do. What I'm talking about is not, I read the scriptures. I've studied. But I'm talking about practical things. I'm talking about practical things. I'm talking about when you see the Holy Ghost work like this. And sometimes you wonder. Is this? You become amazed. He's able to work in your life. One stage after the other. And make you so glorious. That the person they call glorious in your family will see you and call you glorious. Shout hallelujah. John 16 quickly and then I end there.
John chapter 16 verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet many things to say unto
you. I have yet many things to say unto you. Uh-huh.
But ye cannot bear them now.
But ye cannot bear them now. It's one scripture I like most. Jesus was telling the people, the disciples, when he was going, he says, I have many things to tell you. So Jesus had so many things to tell the people that he said, no, you cannot bear them now. Then he said what?
How be it when he,
the Holy Ghost,
the Spirit of truth,
uh-huh,
is come,
uh-huh,
he will guide you into all truth.
He will guide you into all truth. Uh-huh.
For he shall not speak of himself.
For he shall not speak of him. Listen, this is very important. It's very what?
Important.
So, Jesus knew the Holy Ghost so much that he was called the child of the Holy Ghost. I said, I wonder, I'll come and teach you about the Father, God the Father. And the Father, the Holy Ghost, the Father. I'll explain the difference. I have a lot of things to teach. Read it over quickly.
But whatsoever he shall hear,
mm-hmm,
that shall he speak.
That shall he speak. He shall not speak of his own. So the Holy Ghost doesn't speak of his own. He speaks of Christ. So whatever comes from the Holy Ghost is of God, is of Christ. He shall not speak of his own. When the Holy Ghost reveals something to you, God has revealed it to you. He doesn't reveal of his own. You understand what I'm saying? So, whatever you receive from the Holy Ghost, information, leading, guiding into truth. That I was praying in the Holy Ghost in my car. I was praying in the Holy Ghost in my car. Then the Holy Ghost laid it on my heart to do this thing. I was praying in the Holy Ghost. Then the Holy Ghost started explaining the scriptures to me. Just as I was telling Paul that sometimes I wake up in the night. The Holy Ghost is teaching me. I wake up in the night. I was giving him some rev. He said, hey, Papa, so how did you know all these things? I'm following you closely. I said, the Holy Ghost. He woke me up one night, gave me all I wanted to know. He said, go and write it down. I wrote it down. So that I can wake up within the week. Walking within the week, the Holy Ghost will begin to talk to me. It means Sunday, this is what you talk about. The Holy Ghost. So, you, he shall not speak of his own. He shall speak of Christ. The words of the Holy Ghost are the words of Christ. What the Holy Ghost tells you, what he reveals to you, you don't take them for granted. That people, the Holy Ghost reveals something to them, they said, oh, the Holy Ghost doesn't talk to me much, it's small, small. Take advantage of that small, small. Take advantage of that small, small. The Holy Ghost showed you something. You went to tell the person said, you say, oh, the Holy Ghost, no. No. That same small thing will become great.
Hallelujah.
Is that same small thing the Holy Ghost shows you? Sometimes small. You don't see so much things. You don't have so much dreams. That same one, you take advantage of it. Now people, I can't wake up without remembering that I had a dream. I can't. By the time I wake up, my whole mind is what I saw. Because I know that I don't go and sleep because I just want to rest. I sleep because I want to see. It's very important. You know that as you are going to sleep, you are sleeping with the Holy Ghost because you want to see. There is this thing that is, do I know this thing? What is the next step? You go there, you go to sleep, you are waking up with an information from the Holy Ghost. You pray in the Holy Ghost, you want to see something, you want to see something with the Holy Ghost. Spirit of God shared a testimony. He said, there was this woman whose husband was very hard. The husband was so hard. One day the woman came to see him. He took an handkerchief. He said, when you go, put this handkerchief under his pillow. The woman went, put the handkerchief under the pillow of the husband. The husband slept on the pillow, woke up, a changed person. Who changed who? The Holy Ghost changed the man. Where was Methodist went? In his room somewhere. The Bible says that God got so much special miracles by the hands of Paul. The Bible says that by the shadow of Peter, people were being healed. How? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can make somebody just call you tonight and tell you that, you see, I want us to do this deal. The Holy Ghost can bring the right guy to you tonight. He can bring the right guy to you. He's not chasing this person and this person. Chasing. No. No. Sometimes when the person you say is not right, may be right. I always say that if my wife was looking at me the time I came to her, she would have said that, you are not right. She would have said, who is this guy? Is he serious?
Always connected to
the Always. You understand? So, sometimes, I remember last week I was praying throughout last week, I've been talking about certain things. I was praying. The Holy Ghost said to me, he said, I've brought you here. I want to take you forward. So what, then he said, do you know what he said? He said, what I want you to have in your mind, I want you to have an ownership mentality. I said, in the next 2 years, dream about ownership. Don't think about, oh, I'm living here. I'm living. No. Think about how to own things. I said to myself, say, Holy Ghost, what do you mean, own things? Ask them, what did I say? I came to Kwame. I said, Kwame, do you know what we are going to do? I'm going to look for somebody to begin to draw house plan and draw where all, I was talking about all of that. I said, because he says ownership. You see, one thing I've seen about the Holy Ghost and their witnesses here, when he says, do this thing, it doesn't make sense. But when the thing happens, sometimes it's so big, people wonder, how did it happen? See, there is somebody here, the Holy Ghost will bring right instrument, right people to you.
Amen.
You didn't hear what I said. So there is somebody here, the Holy Ghost will bring right, the right person to you.
Amen.
The right person to you.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. You just, see, this guy's testimony, George's testimony. Last year, some of the testimonies that we had here. The guy came here. We said, there's somebody here. This is, I called him. I prayed for him. The guy left. It was on Monday. It was on Sunday. On Tuesday, the guy met a helper. Met somebody he had. It's like where he was staying. They were going to make a publicity. He was staying in an orphanage. Some people promised him to take him to school. He had been in Accra for 1 year. No help. I said, you have a problem with education? He said, yes. I said, even if you get a school, you don't have somebody to pay school. He said, yes. I said, I release helpers. That's what I said. On Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, the guy met a man who was also working at the orphanage. And we were going to do a publicity at, I think, City FM. And the guy said, George, you are here? Then dress up, let's go. That's all that happened. The guy went, did the publicity, talked about the orphanage. The people said, sponsorship, free. They sponsored him. As I'm talking to you right now, he's in the University of Cape Coast. We are going to upload his testimony on the website very soon. University of Cape Coast. He said the people who left him for the 1 year, after these people helped him to school, the people have come back. So right now, as in his school, he has two sponsors. The Holy Ghost. I was listening to one Stanley Sam's testimony. He said he was playing with his son. His son, he said that here, but I didn't take it serious. When I listened to the testimony, I said, this is serious. He was playing with his son when the son went off. They rushed the son to the hospital. Said the son was lifeless. It was as if the son was in coma. He went to work. He came back. The son was still lifeless. He said he remembered what we said at Watchingers Conference. He looked at the son and says, I command you to come back. That's what he did. The lifeless son, he said, the son just opened the eyes and started laughing. Because he used to play with the son. Then he remembered that we say, Watchingers Conference, we speak. He was going to sit down for the son to die. He said, no, I cannot sit down for this child to die. Commanded the child back by the word of God. The Holy Ghost brought the child back. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the Holy Ghost is able to do anything with your life. The Holy Ghost. So now when I sit down and listen to some of the testimonies, I watch some of the testimonies, or I just think about some of the testimonies, I said no. This is the Holy Ghost. Some of them, you have no idea about it. You just thought, you went. The Holy Ghost begins to do things. As I'm talking to you right now, the Holy Ghost is ministering to you. As I'm talking to you, the Holy Ghost is ministering to other people for you. The Holy Ghost can make things happen. He can use somebody to help you. He can help you supernaturally without any instrument. He can. So you say to me, I don't know anybody in Ghana. Even my education, my certificate. No, you are seeing wrongly. I'm not saying your certificate is not good, but you are seeing wrongly. Your life is not dependent on the certificate. It is but a paper. The certificate is dependent on you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we please be upstanding? I wanted to talk about something. I couldn't go to that place. Next week I'll go there. I want to really teach this thing, but I want to finish with the Holy Ghost. I want to teach you about why we say, oh, this person has died. It's very important. I want to teach you. So don't miss next week. I'll take my time to teach that. Why we just say, oh, this person has died. Then we say, oh, it's God's will. And people say, oh, no. You must understand these things. You must understand why you can walk on this earth the way you are until you choose to leave this place. It's an understanding that comes to you from the word of God. No school can give it to you. And as long as you don't know, yesterday I was doing a podcast. I said, as long the word of God that you don't know cannot work for you. The only word that can work for you is the one you know. The Holy Ghost works based on the word of God he has revealed to you. So when you don't have any word of God in you, the Holy Ghost cannot work through you. So you say, Jesus, nothing happened. You say, I said, Jesus, nothing happened. Why should Jesus produce any results for you? What do you know about the name of Jesus? So that's why people say, oh, and this did not happen. God, we prayed and God did not. You don't know what you're talking about. You have moved from the realm of praying for God to do. You have come to the realm of doing through God, through the Holy Ghost. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want us to pray. We don't have much time. But I want us to pray for the next 20 minutes. I want us to pray for the next 20 minutes. You are going to pray in the Holy Ghost if you pray in the Holy Ghost. If you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, you're going to say Holy Ghost. If you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, all you say is that Holy Ghost. From today, I want my walk with you to be different. I want it to be different. I want my walk with you to be intimate. You can tell me things. You see, the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We are dwelling in the secret place now. In the Holy Ghost. I'm dwelling in the secret place now. So you are going to pray. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. There is nothing you want to see change tonight that you cannot see change. There is no opportunity. You may not know anybody. That's what I want to tell you. You may not know anybody. Oh, you may not know anybody. You don't have to know anybody. You have to know the Holy Ghost. It is not whom you know, it is the Holy Ghost you know. Who knows everybody? Ligo do go do go do go do go do go do go do.
Now lift up your hands. Listen. I want us to pray. I don't want us to stand up. I want us to pray. Talk to the Holy Ghost. Talk to the Holy Ghost. Today, I was talking with the Holy Ghost. My wife came to knock. Bang, bang, bang. I didn't open. He said, oh, when I came out, he said, oh, I just wanted to ask you something. I was talking with the Holy Ghost on an issue where I was. He goes. Talk to him. He is a person. He is a person. Talk to the Holy Ghost. He is a person. Talk to the Holy Ghost. He's a person. Lift up your hands. Begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Talk to him. Say, Holy Ghost, I want to know you. Holy Ghost, I want to know you. I've been walking all throughout, and you are here with me. Lift up your voice. I don't like the way you are just in there. Lift up your voice. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Talk to the Holy Ghost. Bagadagadaga. Ligedegedegedegedesh. Lagadagadagadagadash. Rapandiketesh. Maligesh. Rabagadagadagadagadash. Melebelebelebelebelebelebesh. Ligadosh kepelebekosaya. Liga dogo 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 dosh. Pali kate ketelebeso. Bagadoshe. Migidesha. Malakata kata. Le pele ketesh. Rigo dogo dosh. Rapa kata. Le peketeke. Labagodosta. Le ketekete. Libo lobo dosh. Raba telebesa. Mali godosta. Mali katele. Mali pelesto. Le koros kata. Liguska. Le mendose. Valus tolosh. Rabadiska, le koto koto koto, laga laga laga. Mali bele 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 bele. Liki rabole boko saki telebe. Le kete 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 kete. Mali godo 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 godo. Rapos kete lebe koseya. Lige rege rege de. Lige rege 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 de. Legedegedegedegede rapala 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 rebedebe 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 laga